am so looking forward to the weekend. I'm not going to be doing any partying, though. I'm going to wrap myself up in a nice comfy bed with some tea, and that's it. I don't even remember the last time I had a free weekend, so I'm going to take advantage of it. It's the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today because it is Friday. And I ask this question with all sincerity. Where did the week go? I mean, seriously, where did the week go? But you know what? That's all work stuff. It's time to play. I'm jealous if you're heading to Las Vegas, if you're already there and getting ready for the doors, or actually the doors already open for the big Trump rally today. It's going to be huge. And I tried to make arrangements with the Trump people and with the Nevada GOP to make or do my show live there. I was going to drive down yesterday, but yeah, they never got back to me. So like pulling teeth. So started earlier in the week, was going to surprise you, hopefully, but definitely did not work out. But we'll try it again. That won't be the last time. Bring you all the details. Besides, who wants to be in Vegas right now with all those Democrats? Oh my gosh. I cannot think of a more horrible experience, but God bless Trump for being down there in the thick of it and all the Trump supporters. But, oh, my gosh, all those presidential candidates down there for the caucus and floating up here every once in a while. It just cracks me up. If Bloomberg is so, you know, high and mighty about having a communist, He's a communist. He's not a socialist. He's not a progressive. It's all the same thing. He is a flat-out communist. And, you know, yeah, Bernie, I do blame you for having a vacation camp. Keep hearing this. You know, yeah, I have a house in Washington where I work. I have a house in Blow where I live. I have a vacation camp, you know, sue me. It's just, if you are really for the people, then why aren't you doing more to help the people instead of yourself? Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what you're exposing to people? And to now, if you listen to his talks before, it was millionaires. Now it's not millionaires. It's billionaires. Since he's identified as a millionaire, can't keep calling out the millionaires. So that's what you do. I guess work your life until you've accumulated millions with ideas and hard work and all that good stuff, and then stop. Start enjoying it. And remember, Bernie, that you acquired all of that stuff while working on the public dole. Yeah. Did you ever even, I can somebody send me the information if you've got it? Did you even have a job before politics, or did you just jump straight into it? Just drives me nuts every time. You know, to me, that's what an elitist is. It's good for me, but it's not good for you. Oh, I just got a text here. We're going to have a recall Governor Sisolak petition table at the Trump rally. How fantastic is that? How fantastic is that? So just make sure that for all the Trump supporters down in Vegas today, make sure you wind up at the right event. Goodness knows. They're still doing campaigning down there and Ugh, love everybody pandering to the culinary union now. That's pretty darn funny. But at least President Trump has not only put his businesses on hold, he's giving his money back to, well, special programs, nonprofits that he wants to help out. Ask yourself, and hopefully there's a Democrat out there listening, ask yourself, who on that debate stage, or who's still running for president, because there were a number of people not on the debate stage, Tulsi Gabbard, Tom Steyer, just a few, excuse me, of those candidates, who's not going to take a salary? They talk about how President Trump is so uncompassionate. I would say Trump is the most compassionate president that we've ever had, but after he left his presidency, George Bush just gets out there with the wounded warriors and with different organizations for our veterans like crazy. So he's always out with the veterans and doing charity work. But in office, I think President Trump is the most compassionate. But the difference is, it's not the kind of compassion they want. The compassion that the other side wants is open borders, free health care. Now that's compassion. No, that's anarchy. That will be the lead to a total shutdown of America as we know it. And that's what they want. We know that. Sorry, I hate to sniff and cough in your ear, but kind of a necessity today. Where was that little thing I was just reading? You got to love this. Because with the termination of all of our history, rewriting our history, or just, you know, kind of remaking it in their point of view, you might have heard, I think it came out about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, that the Democrats are talking about changing the processes of the Supreme Court of SCOTUS. They want to pack it with more judges. Okay, what is the point of that? Is that because you've lost the last election and because, well, a few of the justices have, well, either been killed or retired, or who knows what's going to happen with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But she says she's going to ride it out. She's not giving up. She's not going anywhere with President Trump in office. Did you know that back in 1937, another famous Democrat, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, announced that he wanted to add six more justices to the Supreme Court? Why would he want to do that? It's because the Supreme Court, well, pretty much shot down a lot of his New Deal initiatives. New Deal. What does that sound like? New way forward? New deal. New way forward. New way forward, making every city in America sanctuary cities, basically. Opening up the borders, free health care for everybody. Sounds like the same old, same old. As usual, repackaged into something that sounds fresher, something that sounds like it's great for everybody. And it's not. So, what is old is new again. Even ideas of packing the Supreme Court so they can get their way, not with a new deal, but with the new Way Forward Act. Do whatever you have to do to research the new way forward. They are literally trying to destroy this country from within. Oh, who said that? Lincoln? Reagan? Pretty much every Republican president? Well, except for the Bushes, because the Bushes are globalists. They're into that whole one world thing. Why do you think Jeb Bush was running for president? And who knows? Maybe run in the future. Still got lots of time. 2024, trust me, is just around the corner. It's the Monica Jay Show. You can call in at any time. Voice your concerns. We're going to be talking about the lands deal that's coming about. And I got a lot more information on the special assessment district number one and what it is going to cost everybody who lives in the city of Reno. I'm so glad they haven't annexed us yet. If Washoe County was doing something like this, I'd be all over it. Ah, heck, I'm still all over it with the city of Reno, too. We'll be back right here on the Monica Jay Show, your show, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Monica Jay Show on that 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, not just Reno and Sparks. So I just received an email from Allison. Allison, thank you so much for writing into the show. Hey, Monica, what's going on with the Sisolak recall petition in Douglas County? I was at the Douglas County Library at 3:30 on Wednesday, and the gal at the counter said they weren't there. My coworker and her husband went to sign the petition Saturday during the time specified at both the community center and Lampe Park and was also told that they weren't there. People are getting pissed. Please don't screw this up, Nevada. Allison, all I can say to you is, I guess on the schedule in the library system, it was one until whenever. If nobody is coming in or anything like that. That's why I like going to the businesses. You know, it's nice to go to the businesses because there's a stationary location, whether you shop there or not, just go in and sign the petition at the businesses. Because at the library, you have to remember, and please don't get pissed if you are on these different areas and you've gone someplace and it's not there. We have, I think, 85 days, all right? So less than 3 months. But these are all volunteers. All volunteers in every county. This is not something that is picked up by the Republican Party. So it's just the people who have a passion for it. and they are working their tails off. And they still have lives. You know, they still have to deal with everything else. So best I can suggest, Allison, is go to the website, fightfornevada.com, and pick one of the locations that has a business and has multiple counties that you can sign. Like, I have all the counties. So not all of the counties. I have all the northern counties. Churchill, Story, Lyon, everything like that. When people get together, call somebody from the group. You know, we're having a big public meeting. There's going to be about 50 of us there. I hope to attend the Nevada Patriot meeting next week. Call, and we will try to get somebody there for your group with the petition. But please be patient, and don't get ticked off at if you go someplace at the time. Like I said, we don't want to mess this up either. So it's important that we all just stay patient. Don't get frustrated. We're going to make this happen. And the tough part, Allison, let me tell you, is the petition itself. The restrictions that I've had to line out like five different people and have them start over again, because it is so difficult to fill out this petition. You have to fill it out by printing your last name and then your first name and then just your middle initial. You sign your middle name, got to cross it out. You have to follow it specifically. And if you hit any of the lines, you got to line it out and start another box to do it. They are being, and you should see the size of the boxes. There's no place to sign your name easily. There's no place to print your name easily. You have to do this little tiny baby microscopic print that I'm sure they will come back on and say, oh, well, this is too small. We can't read this. But there's this huge place to put the city that you're from and the county that you're from. Well, why would there even be a thing on there for county? Because you're supposed to be signing the petition that is your county. Wait till you see the petition. I mean, it's crazy. But you know what? We're making it work. Speaking of making things work, oh, Tony just sent me a quick email here. Monica, just noticed that the new Way Forward sounds a lot like this old program of Mao's in communist China, the Great Leap Forward, which resulted in tens of millions of deaths with estimates ranging between 18 million and 45 million deaths. Do you think the Dems copied this catchy name on purpose? I hope not. The Great Leap Forward. You know, Tony, they probably did. To be honest with you, they probably did. look at communist China. I'm going to have to start just saying that. It's not just China, people. It's not just where all of our clothes are made, all of our electronics are made. They did this on purpose. You can see it with the coronavirus. If China shuts down, we shut down too. Because we are so reliant on China. And China, working with Russia, they're good buddies. Working with the Saudis, this is like this three-pronged approach to bring the, what do they call us? The great Satan? To bring us down from within. You might want to start checking your stuff, even your electronics and everything else, for Made in America. Because if your car breaks down, if there's a problem, what was that line from Armageddon? Doesn't matter where it's made. All the parts come from China. Need to start looking to the future and not just the now. Tony, thank you for looking that up. Democrats believe, they honestly believe they have had enough control, enough time over the education system that people will not do the research and they will not know the connections between communist China and what they are trying to do to the United States right now. So look that up for yourself, just like Tony did. The Great Leap Forward. And compare it to the new way forward. Can't just change a word and make it your own. It's the Monica J. Show with your help, your show. Right now, though, it's time for Fox News break at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Friday. Whew, Friday. Where did this time go? Answering a few emails here as we are during the show. And I tell you, Craig, I am very sorry that you feel that way. But thank you. I will try my best. Right now, I'll just share this with you. Hi, Monica. I love your show and I agree with you 100%. But you have to do the listener a big favor. Stop pausing after every four or five words. It makes you sound like an idiot searching for words, and I know you're not an idiot. So please stop pausing. Well, right now, Craig, I'm trying to breathe in between thoughts. But no, the big thing is I'm also reading your emails and your texts, and I shouldn't be doing that. I should just be finishing out my thoughts, so I apologize for that. But I'll continue to bring my thoughts to you as best as I can. There's a lot to this. You do have to stop and pause because it is a, what do they call that? A safety mechanism. Do I really want to say that? Do I offend people? Is that going to get me in trouble? Yeah, especially when I'm talking about Harry Reid and the Democrats and the things that they accrue while they're in office. I would much rather vote for somebody who has the money and doesn't have to worry about work and where the next paycheck is going to come from when they go into office, rather than going into office as public representatives. As your servants and come out millionaires. Does that make sense? I hope so. The cold medication's starting to kick in. That's a big problem for me. You know, Trump has gone in and everybody keeps complaining or pointing out that he's a billionaire. Well, what does that matter? He's giving away his wealth because he's got enough of it to give away. So I guess that's why Bloomberg's doing it. If he can do it, I can do it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give all of my millions of dollars away to these leftist media groups so they can run ad campaigns for me that make me look so good. I've never in my life seen a man who is just so uncomfortable around groups of people. And that's even including my husband. At least when my husband's with me, he opens up a little bit, but he is very shy. I don't think it's because Bloomberg is shy. If you listen to the way he talks, it's because he feels that, well, he's just better than us. That was one of the things that my mother instilled in me was when I was young, was I'm not better than anybody else. I may have a different situation. I may have different opportunity paths, but I'm no better than anybody else. So take that with a grain of salt. That's just my opinion of the man. But they try to bring Trump down by saying he's not compassionate, he's not for the people. You go to a Trump rally and you tell me after that he's not for the people. You go to some of these places just to hear the Democrats speak. Biden and Warren and Buttigieg. Oh, Buttigieg. I don't know how any Democrat, and he calls himself the moderate, can look at Buttigieg and hear him speak and think that he is a justifiable candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. And I could not care any less that he's gay, that he kisses his husband on stage. I don't care. What I care about is that he has flat out said that if you are pro-life, you should not be in the Democrat Party. What? Why would you say something like that? So if you are a Democrat, what are you thinking if you're pro-life? Wow. That blew me away. If you are pro-life, you shouldn't even be in the Democrat Party. Bloomberg has said some pretty atrocious things about women, about minorities, about men, too, about people who are overweight. I can't really think of a group that Bloomberg hasn't offended. And for him to come back and apologize now, why? He said he wasn't going to go on an apology tour. And that's the first thing that he did, was he started apologizing for things. Let me give you a little bit of truth here when it comes to working with minorities and even speaking with them. They want the truth just as much as everybody else. Stop and frisk. Maybe not the best way to do it, but it worked. People stopped caring because they knew at any time they could be stopped and frisked. It made the streets safer. It was when they reversed the program that everything started to go to hell again. Yet you're now apologizing for something that worked, could have been made better, but now you're apologizing for it. How many black lives did you save by doing that program? How many minority lives and how many people felt more comfortable going out and living their lives because of that program. We have to do away with this black and white thing, because that's a Democrat thing. I don't know if this would be a good idea, but how about making it stop and frisk for people who, black, white, whatever, brown, yellow, green, purple, for anybody who has their jeans below their butt with a belt, because I see everybody doing this of a certain age, how about we make them the target of stop and frisk? How about people with baggy clothes? Doesn't matter what race or ethnicity you are, what religion you are. People who wear baggy clothes so big that they can hide things strapped to their ankles, strapped to their waist, under their armpits. How about we stop and frisk them? That is one of the government's sole priorities. Not only to protect our borders, but to make sure that the citizens of this country are safe as well. So I don't care what color you are. There are a lot of thugs out there that are white. There are a lot of thugs out there that are yellow, are green, are purple. Even the... No, I'm not going to go as far as Nancy says with MS-13 having a spark of divinity. That's just... No. If you want to prove to people that you have a spark of divinity in you, that you are a person who is worthy of respect, worthy of a job, worthy of acknowledgement, then prove that in your actions, not by just being who you are. I wonder what she would have said about Jeffrey Dahmer or any of those white serial killers. Did they have a spark of divinity in them? Maybe she should just sit down every once in a while and watch an episode of Criminal Minds. There's some sick people out there. Sorry, there's some great people out there. There's some twisted people out there. And you cannot tell by their sex or the color of their skin what they used to say, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, it doesn't matter what that cover says on the outside. Doesn't matter what the job is. How many pedophiles have we found in the churches? How many destructive people have we found in the school systems, in the volunteer systems after school? Because we don't vet people like we should. We let people change their names, change their identity, move to different states and become different people. Because we have to stay out of people's lives. And we have that privacy thing. How many children and people have been hurt because of that? How many people have been hurt because, well, we can't ask this gentleman on the street, or even when he gets pulled over, or she gets pulled over, sorry, doesn't matter about sex either. Can I see your driver's license? Oh, you don't have a driver's license. Why don't you have a driver's license? Are you in this country illegally? Oh, I'm not allowed to ask you that question? This is the system that they're setting up for you. This is the system that we need to change. Yeah. Tony, thank you for the email. Tony just responded to Craig's email that I've already deleted. No, sorry to disagree with Craig, but I'm happy to hear your measured and careful speech. It means you are putting thought into what comes out of your mouth. Sometimes I wish our president would be a little more careful with his speech. I do too, Tony. I love our president. Everybody knows that. I'm a total Trumper. But yeah, I think there are a few times that he just is so passionate, he's a little too quick to act. You got to love him, though. All right, stick around, 884-9910, if there's anything you'd like to call in and talk about. Today, answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. We talked about this yesterday. Do you support the Nevada Lands Bill? Have you seen it? Have you looked it up? Have you looked at what they're trying to do? This is important for everybody. This is not a city of Reno, city of Sparks, Washoe County. This is everybody. And in the outlying counties, I would be just as concerned. Because guess what? As Washoe County grows and overdevelops, where do you think all those people are going to go when they want a little open space and fresh air? Hi! It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica J Show. Yes, we are live with your calls at 884-9910 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Deb this morning. Deb, what kind of college courses did you say you were taking?
Let me read the front of it to you because it explains what they do and the professors that they choose for these courses are like award-winning professors.
And, oh, yeah, like Elizabeth Warren, $400,000 for one class?
Well, I don't know about that, but you don't have to be going to college to take these courses. And I've been, you know, buying the courses for some time, but the reason that I called you is that they're offering some courses that are really important for us to understand what has gone on. The first one that I'll talk about is the name of the course is Unearth the Roots of Communism in Modern History. And some of the lecture titles are Marx and Engels, An Intellectual Partnership, The Communist Manifesto, and Das Kapital. Mm-hmm. They talk about the revolts, revolutionary Russians, making of Lenin, etc., etc. The one that I just purchased, because it was on sale, it's called Utopia and Terror in the 20th Century. Mm-hmm. They talk about defining utopia and terror, the legacy of revolutions, World War II, total war mobilization, the hinge of violence, Soviet civilization. Yeah, so you've got it. And I just found, I can hear myself echo.
Oh, I was going to say, you are cutting out a little bit. Where did you find these?
Well, I've been ordering them for a long time, but I can give you the information. They are under thegreatcourses.com.
thegreatcourses.com.
Yeah, thegreatcourses.com.
Thegreatcourses.
And, yeah. And the I have the telephone number that you can call. It's 1-800-832-2412. And the reason I bought the one that I bought is I want my grandchildren and my children as well. They know nothing about most of this stuff.
Yeah. Deb, I got to cut you off there and thank you for the call. I got a hard news break here. Thecourses.com. I think we all need to check this out. Thank you so much, Deb. We'll be back.